This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there. Chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Dylan, paying attention.
I'm tweeting.
That's important.
Hashtag Gen Y.
Anyway, of course, this is our regular news segment of what's been going on in the queer community throughout the world. And one of the biggest stories that you'll be seeing is Apple CEO Tim Cook coming out and saying that he is proud to be gay, and he considers being gay among the greatest gifts God has ever given him.
Totally. And it just makes me really, like, I love it when there's like a queer person that uses their footing to, promote and advocate for LGBTI rights.
Yeah. Honestly, my favourite commentary on this is being someone saying, Apple CEO says he's gay, Samsung CEO says he's even more gay and waterproof.
Yeah. I saw someone say that Apple CEO came out and said that he was gay, Samsung have filed a lawsuit saying that they were gay first. And I was like, oh, I love it, I love it. But what makes me love this the most is the amount of homophobes that are out there, transphobes as well, anyone who's like against the LGBTI community, and they have a little iPhone in their pocket. That is my takeaway, Joe. Yeah. That's what keeps me warm at night.
It's like, good luck on boycotting everything, you know, every company that is supportive of same-sex attract and gender diverse people, because what are you going to have? Maybe that one brand of pasta?
Yeah,
Other than that, your life's going to be fairly dull and boring.
That, oh God, that brings
And, you know, Chris Brown music.
Yeah, totally. I think it's great. Good on you for coming out. And, you can stay.
Yeah, definitely. He has also enacted inclusive policies to encourage gay, lesbian, bisexual and trans candidates to work for Apple. He has publicly supported marriage equality, supported a workplace equality bill in California, and spoken out against an Arizona bill that discriminated against same-sex attracted people.
And even Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg chimed in saying, thank you, Tim, for showing what it means to be a real, courageous and authentic leader.
Awesome. I love it.
There's now a pill for you to take before sex to massively cut your chance of getting HIV. There's this pill in French study has found on October 29th that taking a specific pill before gay sex can reduce the risk of being infected by HIV by 80%.
That's awesome. That's PrEP, which we've spoken about before, like Truvada, which is normally prescribed like as a daily medication regime.
Yeah, and while Truvada is quite expensive in Australia, and Truvada is just the one drug that they're going for at the moment because it's the one with the most with the most amount of research behind it, the most amount of funding that comes with it. In Australia, it's still expensive to go on to PrEP. But the professor Jean-Michel Molina, who was the lead researcher of the test, has shown that taking pre-exposure prophylaxis, well, PrEP drug just before sex is enough to protect you from getting the virus.
That's awesome, because if it's taken as a daily regimen, it cuts the risk by about 92%.
Totally.
So more effective, but that's a daily medication regimen. So even, you know, taking it before sex, that's still significant.
That is absolutely. Molina said while the results are exciting, he repeated that condoms are still the most effective way of preventing HIV.
Oh, and definitely.
Just on the topic, if you are having an active sex life and you're thinking to yourself, can't really remember the last time I had a sexual health test.
Go get it.
Go get a test. They just take a couple of vials of blood. Some places they give you a lollipop afterwards or a cookie or a jelly bean.
A lot of places, you know, if there's going to be swabbing done, you can swab yourself so you don't have to have people staring at your junk.
And look, the last, I had one quite recently, and you know, I might have tattoos and piercings, but I still get a little bit scared when it comes to getting blood taken out.
Oh, yeah.
And the nurse, well, she was awesome. And she was like, are you ready yet? And I was like, yeah. I was like, no, I'm not ready. And she was like, okay, cool. Do you want to take a breather? Do you want to pop on a song that you like? And I was like, okay, cool. And then, yeah, it took about 3 times before I had psyched myself up for it. But she was cool with it. She was totally... Yeah,
that's what they're there for. They have seen someone with a weirder sexual history than you within the last 3 hours. You can go to Melbourne Sexual Health Centre. You can make an appointment or you can drop in. You can also drop in at Family Planning Victoria Action Centre on Elizabeth Street. That is where I go. They've never been anything but fantastic.
And look, I use a, there's a doctor's after, late night medical centre in Camberwell that I go to because I work nights. You know, there's no excuses to go get a test.
Yeah, and like I said, they're not going to think you're weird. They have seen so much weirder.
And yeah, it's not like they go in there as well and say, okay, when was the last, like, how did you last have sex? It's just like, cool, hey, I want to get a sex health checkup. Cool. Go into this room and get your bloods done.
Go and pee in a cup, things like yeah. that. It's not a big deal.
Totally, totally.
And how did it get to 7:55?
This time flies, Maddie, but thank you so much for asking me to come in tonight.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, I know. I love coming back onto Gen X. It makes me feel young.
I was... the thought of being in front of a mic for an hour by myself was a little bit scary. I can talk, but maybe not for that long.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'll be back on Friday afternoon with you, Joy 94.9 listeners. And this Saturday on Countercultured, I've got a really cool show. I've got Chloe from Chloe coming on, and as well, Stereosonic Festival lineup member Generic, and he's dropping a set. That's happening awesome. On Saturday night. But it's been a treat.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug, plug. Shameless plug.
Nothing wrong with that. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Yeah, we'll talk to... Well, I won't talk to you on Generation next week, but Maddie will.
I certainly will. And hopefully any of Eleanor, Chris and Steph will be back. Miss you guys. And Eleanor, I hope your exams are going well. Our team baby, our year 12.
Why? She's so cute.
Anyway, we'll catch you again next week. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.